Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we're sitting with author Peter Canova. The name of his new book is called Pope Annalisa. Hello, Peter.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, thank you. Who exactly is Pope Annalisa?
Pope Annalisa is an African nun who rises in the ranks of the church against all odds to eventually become the Pope of the Catholic Church. And after she does that, the world changes quite a bit. You might say that the old order is crumbling. This is a near future world in the year 2025 when resources are scarce and there's a lot of conflicts. The world kind of goes to hell in a handbasket after she becomes Pope, and many people wonder if she is the creator or the destroyer or the savior of this brave new world.
Obviously, we've never had a female pope. What prompted you to use a female as the pope?
I spent some time in Africa living there. I was very familiar with the cultures. But I think besides the fact of creating a more realistic backdrop for the book with my familiarity, one of the themes of the book is recovering a lost spiritual legacy that was once very common in the Western world. And it was a feminine, it was a spiritual legacy that was feminine characteristic. It was concerning creativity, intuition, Earth Mother, what they called Magna Mater, the great goddess in the old days, which was once a prevalent form of worship. And it's a recovery of this spiritual legacy that is a major theme of the book. And, of course, having a female entering an institution that has been so much in the hands of a male patriarchy for 2,000 years is symbolic or a metaphor for this condition.
Tell me about what you call in the book the First Souls Trilogy.
The First Souls is the story of the first spirits to incarnate into material experience. And the trilogy traces their lives over different historical epochs. And the individual stories of the individual books are told through the eyes of these characters as they face different circumstances in different epochs of history.
This is about New Order. This is about Old Order. This is about evil versus good, yes?
It's correct, and sometimes the lines between those, in fact, often in this book, the lines between those are very hard to distinguish. Annalisa herself, we don't know whether she's a force of good. We don't know whether she's a force of evil throughout much of the book. By the same token, the bad guys in the book, the antagonists in the book, are people who you can also sympathize with because they're fighting for things that they believe are correct.
This is a thriller. I'm wondering how Pope Annalisa is different from other thrillers.
I think the distinguishing feature about Pope Annalisa is that it's a story, certainly like all good thrillers, where there's mystery, there's suspense, there's a lot of conflict involved. But at the end of the day, the resolution to these conflicts doesn't occur through normal means, doesn't occur militarily, politically, socioeconomically, but it's rather a spiritual solution, and it's a spiritual solution that points to new evolutionary possibilities for human consciousness. And ultimately, the book, The First Souls, the trilogy, the book itself, is really about the origin and destiny of humanity, where we came from, what we're here for, and ultimately, where are we going.
Ultimately, what is the message you're trying to convey to the reader?
I think that each person is capable of having their own direct experience with divine intelligence, so that we have been taught by our respective religions to have faith in the various dogmas or the various points of view they have about spirit, about the world, about human beings. And yet faith is something that you have to rely on somebody else. They're asking you to believe it, and you essentially rely on what they're telling you. What I think the book is trying to point out is there's a way to move beyond faith to knowledge, and the way we move beyond knowledge is by having a direct contact with divine intelligence. Now, I've had this in my own experience. Other people have had it, and I don't believe that we are unique in this. I believe that everybody is capable of having these experiences. And you could say that this book, even though it's fictional in many ways, is a roadmap to try and guide people along that path to where they can have a similar contact with, I would say, a higher guidance.
Might be too early to ask this question because the book is just recently released. But what's been the reaction to a pope being a builder or a destroyer, and what's been the reaction to using a female as the pope?
It's been terrific. The response almost seems to indicate to me that there's a pent-up demand to see certain events in the book actually materialize in the circumstances of our own lives. First of all, I would point out this is not a Catholic book. The Catholic Church is a vehicle which is telling a universal tale that's applicable to all peoples of all cultures and creeds and so forth. But I think that in all cultures we've had a situation where the feminine part of our energy, of our human energy, has been suppressed for so long to our detriment. And the liberation of that, even in this fictional book, has been tremendously well received. And I should mention that the book has won 2 national book awards, the Nautilus and the Independent Publishers Awards, I think in no small measure because it's sort of taken people by surprise in the angle that it's coming from and the unusual subject matter.
Well, congratulations. And
thank you.
Probably with many awards to come.
Hopefully.
Peter Canova is the author. The book, once again, Pope Annalisa. Good luck with that.
Thank you.